The Denny Schaefer Show.
Hello.
On Q105.
Welcome back, Denny, Susie, Paula, no Trish. She's off all week on vacation. It's Q105, sunny and nice today with a high of 50. Tomorrow, sunny and 60. It's 35 now at the Cumulus Compound in Toledo's Q105. Caller, Texas, First Insurance Group text line wide open for you, 419-240-1055 to play along. Got a couple of things going, and I'm also going to change gears here shortly. But first, the big news today, Prince Harry's engaged to American actress Meghan Markle. They released a statement today. They're delighted to announce the engagement. Kensington Palace is confirming it. Prince Charles, yeah, they're all excited. William and Kate, they're all excited. A spring 2018 wedding. So Brit marrying American girl. Twitter is out of its mind with, everybody's chiming in about it. And I say the guy's a 5 at best. You put Prince in front of him and all of a sudden he's an 8 because he's Prince Harry. So are they agreeing with you? Are they agreeing with me? Harry is a 3, maybe a 4, if you're stretching, texter writes.
Probably a guy.
I don't know, because they don't sign their name.
Or just a guy with 20/20 vision.
Yeah. And then somebody texted me, Susie autocorrect. I don't know what that means. Maybe they're agreeing with you that he is an 8. Here's another one. He's a 6, maybe a 7. And we're just talking looks here. We're not talking about his bad boy image.
Right, not the whole package, just the looks.
Prince Harry looks like a smaller version of basketball great Bill Walton when he's sporting the beard. Yeah, I see that. Walton is monster-like. Okay. Don't you think? I would never look at him twice. Yuck! And that's Kelly.
Yep.
With a
K-E-L-L-I-E. The tide is turning,
Kelly.
Susan. They're all agreeing with me. The ginger is lucky to be considered a 5, but he's better looking now than he was as a kid. That's Marcy.
Okay.
Another woman agreeing with me.
You guys, tough crowd.
Susie, Kid Rock is ugly.
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious.
Because he's all mad and whatever else.
Mad and dirty.
Yeah, that's why you like Kid Rock.
I like that, do you? I just got a text from Rob. Just found out Cleveland Browns first round pick next year will be John O'Korn. Did you see O'Korn after the game? He was sobbing and crying like a baby.
No.
Yeah, well, you pretty much sucked. Anyway, first quarter, though, you were really good. But it's 4 quarters in case nobody told him. I do not give Prince Harry anything above a 5. I hear everyone giving 8s, and I'm sitting here like, what? LOL. Sorry, peeps, he's a 5, but I do love his smile and eyes, but that's it. Thank you, Amber.
Amber, smile and eyes, that gets at least a 7.
No, not according to Amber.
5 is average. 5 is middle of the road.
All right, and then somebody
nice
just texted me a whole bunch of stuff.
Put a puppy in his arms.
Here. But yeah, well, the puppy is cuter than he is.
Are those receipts? Somebody wants you to
I don't know what that is. Somebody
pay
just
them back
sent
for their
me
purchases?
10 texts and there's a receipt in there. I don't know what
maybe they're shopping.
I'm giving Harry a solid 8 or 9. The man has charm, Denny.
Yeah.
Not to mention his humorous, ornery side.
Yeah, ornery. That's
from Mindy. Okay.
That's a good word.
You got to take the personality out of it. It's just based on
looks.
Just we're being very superficial here on Cyber Monday. He's not a good-looking man. He's a 5 at best.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Then you put in all that other stuff, and you put Prince in front of Harry, and all of a sudden he's an 8 or a 9. Come on.
He's got to have charm because that face. Oh.
No, come on, you guys.
He's got to be a bad boy because he was the second child. He was ignored.
Oh yeah, you know he was.
I think she quits being an actress now. I think once they get married, I thought I read she's done with acting.
Well, that's because she's got to watch her back all the time because the queen's going to be out to kill her, just like they did the Lady Di.
I'm not sure the validity of that.
You don't marry inside the right circle, then you wind up dead. That's just all there is to it. Look at Princess Diana.
Are you saying Queen Elizabeth's mobbed up?
Yeah.
Oh,
I really believe it.
Not sure.
That's what keeps her alive. All her mob hits keeps her going.
Could be.
It's sad. I saw that on Inside Edition.
Okay.
Or one of those TMZ or something.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, you hear what the Girl Scouts are doing? I love the Girl Scout cookies. I'm not sure. Is this an overreaction or good parenting? Girl Scouts of America are warning parents this holiday season to not have your kids hug your relatives during the holidays.
Well, don't force them to hug.
Don't force them to hug.
If they're not comfortable hugging, then they don't have to hug.
And it's mainly for the girls. It says, hey, look, your Aunt Millie just gave the kids something, and go over there and give Aunt Millie a hug. Girl Scout saying, no, let's not do that. Let's let the kids decide give their own consent to being mm-hmm. touched. This actually broke in earlier this month in November, but it got picked up right before Thanksgiving. It says, remember, she doesn't owe anyone a hug, not even at the holidays, is the article. That's the headline. It warns parents that their daughters shouldn't feel obligated to give affection simply because they receive gifts. It can seem okay. polite to tell your youngster to give their relatives a kiss or a hug after receiving gifts, or if they haven't seen them in a long time. But the article says it sends the wrong message. The organization notes it's enabling the behavior. It can set the stage for her questioning whether she owes another person any type of physical mm-hmm. affection
right.
when they've bought her dinner or dumped something out seemingly nice for her later in life. And it specifically speaks about girls, but it also says forcing boys to hug relatives is also problematic as well. So is this the Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Lewis Circle Jerk CK? Is that the effect of all?
Maybe.
Al Franken, all this other stuff. Is this the effect of that?
The opposite end of the spectrum now?
Is it an overreaction mm-hmm. or is it good parenting?
Yeah.
419-240-1055 to play along if you have an opinion, and I have that. So I'll get to that and other stuff coming up. So
love to hear from you on a beautiful Cyber Monday here on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose.